I'm delighted to have Paul Deventer calling in today for this interview. Paul was recently elected president of MPI, the Association for International Meeting Planners. What is he up to with the organization, and what are, in his opinion, the biggest challenges for the meeting industry over the next few years? Welcome to Event Planner TV. Hi, Paul. Welcome to our studio.
Hello, Kevin. Good to see you.
Well, before we start talking, a lot of our viewers might not know about MPI. What does the organization stand for?
Thank you for asking. MPI is an acronym for Meeting Professionals International. Mm-hmm. We are a 43-year-old organization, and we're the largest global association focused on the meeting and event professional. We have about 20,000 members, and they are involved and engaged in MPI through 71 chapters and clubs that are based all around the world.
Oh, that's impressive. And you were elected president recently. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Just one correction. I'm not elected. I'm appointed. So I was selected
appointed.
By the board.
Okay. And why did they appoint you?
Well, the search that was underway is they were looking for someone who understood the business travel and specifically meeting and events industry in some degree, but more importantly, they wanted professional experience in running a business. And we're really looking for a business person who could come in and manage MPI in a way that was financially sound and strategically well planned and thought out. So,
okay, and that's why they came out reaching out for you.
That's why I got the opportunity, because I wasn't from within the MPI organization.
Okay, perfect. And what do you think will your impact be on the organization? What are the focus points for you?
Well, focus points for me is like I said up front, where it's a 43-year-old organization. So there's a lot to be proud of. There's a lot of great history there. Mm-hmm. What I want to be able to do is to refocus the energy and passion of our 20,000 members, which is extremely strong, in how we're going to move MPI forward. So not just focusing on what we've done for the last 43 years, but mm-hmm. what we need to do differently as the meeting and events industry evolves and the demands and requirements of our membership and the industry overall change and evolve. So I'm focusing on building a very sound, strong financial balance sheet so we have the money to invest, focused on improving our overall professional development and educational programs, and looking at how we, in a smart way, to complement what we already have, our really strong markets in North America and Europe, how we smartly grow and expand into developing markets where so much of the investment in meeting and events are going in greater Asia, in Africa, in South America.
You already touched the subject of the meeting industry changing a lot the last few years. What do you think are the biggest challenges for our industry?
We face a number of challenges. One is the industry itself provides a very attractive career path and a lot of attractive career opportunities for individuals. It also is a strong economic driver for governments and for countries. But I don't think either of those points are well enough understood outside the industry. Mm-hmm. So one of the key things that MPI believes that a role we can play in working cooperatively with other associations and organizations is really promoting those two facts about the industry. One is how strong a career you can have here and how involved a career and really an engaging opportunity for you to spend your entire life in the industry so that we can attract talent in. We want to get the best and brightest into this industry to be able to respond to the new technologies, the new creative approaches that are going on in the industry. So that's one big challenge we have, is getting the right talent so that the industry can evolve and grow. And we think together with other organizations, we can help do that. We can help promote the value of the industry from a career standpoint at the university level, at the junior college or high school levels across the world. The other is ensuring that the value of the industry is well perceived and given credit by the organizations that invest in meetings.
In your opinion, is that an also the added value of having an organization like MPI? Because on the base, a lot of companies think, okay, becoming a member of an organization that only costs money.
I think there's a value to the association that we have an obligation to promote the industry because mm-hmm. we stand for the 20,000 members who have chosen to participate with us. And while they participate somewhat economically, the fees to belong to MPI are not that great. It's more of a commitment of time. If you want to get your value out of MPI, while you do pay an annual fee, you really only get your value if you attend the meetings, if you participate in your local chapter and clubs, if you get online and interact with the other members, take advantage of the professional development opportunities, the job boards, the different interactive sessions and tools that we have, that's when you're going to get the value out of it. So we do feel it's an obligation of ours to promote the industry because that's to the benefit of our 20,000 members.
Yeah. And maybe as a last question, with a big organization like yours, how do you keep all those chapters in sync and going in the same direction?
I think it's one of the great benefits we have is having 71 chapters. It's also one of the greatest challenges we have because that's also very unique to our organization, our association, to have such a strong chapter network.
And why is that so important?
Well, we believe that the best way to attract members and to interact with members is at the grassroots level. Mm-hmm. And the chapters are our grassroots fundamental organization. So they will, you know, we'll have major events like we have in Europe, a annual Congress this year in February will be in Istanbul. In the United States, we have a very large annual Congress. This past year was in Las Vegas. Next year will be in Minneapolis. Those Congresses, we may only get face-to-face 10 to 15% of our members. Mm-hmm. But the chapters will reach out and touch those members on a regular basis and see them face to face. So that interaction is so important for us. Keeping that consistent is one of our biggest challenges. So we have an entire organization within our staff that is led by a senior director, and he has a team underneath, each of them assigned to specific chapters. And their role is to look for best practices, to be able to take those best practices and codify them and put them into documentation to share with the other chapters. We bring the chapter leadership together on a regular basis because mm-hmm. chapters, their success rate is so dependent on a strong volunteer leadership. Yep. So we bring them together once to twice a year to train them, give them information about other chapters, let the chapters talk to each other. So big focus for us is that chapter network, creating consistency, but also for us creating value to them as really a communication conduit between them. They know how to do it better than we do mm-hmm. Because they're every day out there interacting with the meeting and event planners. So why not learn from them? If someone in the Turkey club does something very strong, why not share that with the Belgium chapter and the UK chapter so that they can take advantage of it?
Okay, perfect. Paul, I want to really thank you for this interview.
Thank you, Kevin. It was nice to talk to you. Good to see you. And I hope to meet you shortly in person.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next time.